Mishnah says at the end of Pesachim and of Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, you have the handout, please follow along. In source 1, Revi Gomer Loves Hahalel Vomer Lobirkas Hashir. That on the 4th of the Dalit Kosos, Gomer Loves Hahalel, we split up the Hallel and the Seder, so we say the second part of Hallel on the 4th Kos, and we say as well Birkas Hashir. So the Gemara asks in source 2, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, my Birkas Hashir. Yehuda Omer Yehaluch Hashem Elokeinu, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nishmas Kol Chai. My focus on Aroim, what the bracha of Birkas Hashir is. Is it Yehaluch Hashem Elokeinu, the bracha that we have after Hallel every time we recite Hallel? Or is it Nishmas Kol Chai? Yishtabach, at the end of Nishmas Kol Chai. So how do we paskin just on this Shaila? So the Mechaber actually paskins like both. He says we say both. We say Yehalucha first, and then we end with Nishmas Kol Chai and Yishtabach. Actually, the Lashon of the Mechaber is we say Nishmas first. We don't say Yehalucha at the end of Hallel. We say Nishmas. And we say Yehalucha at the end of Nishmas, and we end with that bracha. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah there, Kofi Yesh Omrim, that also holds that we say both, but in the opposite order. We say Yehalucha first, but we're not chosim the bracha after the Hallel. Then we say the Hallel HaGadol. Then we say Nishmas, and we say Yishtabach at the end of Nishmas, and we're chosim Yishtabach. These are the different nuschos that they have. But it seems like all of the poskim assume that we do both. We're machmer like both of the shitas. And they say that's the machlokas nuschos. Nusach Ashkenaz says the halucha without the bracha initially, and we're chosen with the nishmas and yishtabach, and nusach sfar does the other. So if you look at the haggadahs, you'll see, depending on what your nusach is, that will determine which order you say it. But we say both. We're machmer for both shitas. So the Ran has a very famous statement about this Gemara, about the Birkas Hashir. Midem mevarchinam b'leil psochim la'achar kriyas ha'halel yehalelucha, mashma shemevarchin lefon av ligmar ha'halel. Ran says that since we make a bracha of yehalelucha, or of nishmas kol chai, at the end, there's a Birkas Hashir at the end of halel on the Seder, we must make a bracha of ligmar ha'halel at the beginning. Why? Kedar shemavarchin lefon of ligmar ha'alel b'chol yom shegomer nosam sheyesh shivarcha la'achar v'lo lefon of shereishaninu kol aton bracha la'achar ton bracha lefon of. The Gemara in Nida says whenever you have a bracha la'acharav, you have something that you make a bracha afterwards, so you have to have a bracha lefon of. Says Dr. Ran, if we're going to make a bracha after the halal on the leil haseder, whichever bracha we're going to make, yahalucha nishmas kolcha, whatever bracha it is, but we have to say Birkas Hashir. So if we make a bracha after the halal, shema mino, we must make a bracha before the halal at the seder. Zok deran avol Rabbeinu Haigon zalkosa b'tshuva she'em evarchan al hal shebelele psochem ligmaras ha'halel. Rabbeinu Haigon disagree. She'enanu korin oso b'toras korin ala b'toras o mashira. Rav Haigon says that because we're reading the halel at the leil haseder not b'toras korin, it's not like a regular halel, but we're reading it b'toras shira. So therefore it doesn't get a bracha. We don't make a bracha ligmaras ha'halel. Shekach shaninu Rabbi Gamliel omer at the end of the Mishnah there it says and we recite Hallel. It sounds like we're mentioning different things about Tzibi Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then we're chayev to be moded to be mahalal to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias Mitzrayim. It sounds like we're not reciting the Hallel of Toras Korin, we're reciting it as part of Tzibi Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it sounds like we're doing it B'Torah Asom Mashirah. The Rabbi Gon says, if someone wants to make a bracha, mishakin, so we tell him not to do it, because we're not reciting the Hallel B'Toras Korin. The only time you say a bracha is if you recite a B'Toras Korin. But if it's B'Toras or Mashir, you don't. And he says that the Gaonim all agreed to this idea. So the problem is the Kasha. You have the Gemara in Nida says, so what's the Rabbi Gon going to say about that? So Vizusha Ikshim and Itna called Haton Brachel Ach Haton Brachel Afanov Efshilataris Lefidir Verim Shabrichas Yahalucha Belele Psachem Ena Baal Kriya Sahala Lacharav Kedishanomer Shetuna Shetaytuna Brachel Lefanov Ela Kosu Vi Hiba Ela Al Kosu Vi Hiba. What's the Brichas Hashir going on? Is it going on the Hallel? It certainly sounds like that Brichas Hashir. Zok the Ran, it's not going on the Hallel, it's going on the fourth cup. Chazal were Misakin Brachas on each one of the Dalet Kosas. The Birkas Hashir is on the fourth of the Kosos. It's not on the Hallel. So once it's not on the halal, then the rule that kolaton bracha la'achrav, ton bracha la'ton, doesn't apply to halal. Just because there's a bracha la'achrav, it's not a bracha la'achrav of the halal. It happens to be there. It's after the halal, but it's on the fourth coast, so therefore the rule doesn't apply. That's the Rav Haigo and Shita. And we don't say a bracha on the halal of Leila Seder because it's not b'toras koran, but rather it's b'toras on Mashir. What does that mean? So the Rav explained based on the Rambam. Rambam in Suas 4 in Hilchos Chametzumatzer writes, "B'chol dor v'dor chayav adam laharas esatz v'chilu ba'atzma yatzatam mishiba mitzrayim." That's what we say. The Losh of the Rambam is laharos esatzma, it's supposed to liros esatzma. Not just that a person has to see himself leaving Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, but he has to be mare esatzma too. He has to do things to demonstrate that he's leaving the Seder. Some of the Sfaradim have a minig that they carry the matzahs on their back, they walk around the table. Even if you don't do that, the Rambam then continues and says that the reason why we eat beheseba, we recline, kederach b'nei chorin, we drink dalet kosos, what are we doing all that for? Because we want to show that we're b'nei chorin now, that we're leaving Mitzrayim. We feel as if we're leaving Mitzrayim. That's all a kiyum in being maris atzva, kiyilu yotzmi Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'osanu hotzi misham, like the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took b'nei Yisrael, he took us out. You should think of yourself as if you were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Not just Klal Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim, but you yourself. If that's the chiyuv, that's the chiyuv. A person has to do certain things to demonstrate, claims the Rambam, that he's actually leaving Mitzrayim. So it could be that that's the reason why we have to say halal as well. The halal of Leila Seder is not a zecher l'neis. It's not a zecher to the neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's like a halal b'shas neis. It's a halal when a person goes through a neis, he has to recite halal. He has to recite halal. That's the Rishalmi in Sota in Suas 5. As Yoshe Moshe v'nei Yisrael as Hashira Azos, the Shiras Hayam that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael sang, Vayomru Lemor, Matam Lomer Lemor, Frekti Rishami. What's Lemor? Lemor Lidoros. Lidoros, that's saying something Lidoros that you have to say Shira. What does that mean? So the Korban Eda has two pshatim. Either she has Kiru Tomid Hashira Zos, they should always say the Shira Sayam, always remember the Shira Sayam. Inami Shiyomer Shira, Al Kol Neish Yaselahem. Or the Chiyav is that any Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for Bnei Yisrael, there's a Chiyav to say Shira. The Shas HaNeis, there's a Chiyav to say Shira. So could be that's the idea, that if on the Seder night we have to feel as if we're leaving Mitzrayim, like the Rambam says, so there's mamash achiyav to say halal b'toras o mashira. Achiyav to say halal. Maybe even achiyav daraisa, if you say lemur is a drosh daraisa, so then it could be that there's mamash achiyav to say halal b'shas hanais achiyav min ha-Torah. So be'emes, this could be hinted to in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs itself. Because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Surah 7, he talks about the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaMitzvah Akuf Nun Zayin Ish Hatzivanu L'Sabe B'Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamish Ha'osu V'Nisan B'Tchilas HaLaylam K'fitzachos Loshen HaMesaper V'Chol Ma She'Yosu B'Mamar. Rambam adds, anything a person will say V'Yizmosu B'Mamar V'Yarech HaDvarim V'Agdolos Ma She'Osu Lono Hashem Ma She'Osu Imanu HaMitzvah Me'Ovelun V'Chomos the bad that the mitzvah did to Klal Yisrael V'Echlokach Hashem Nikmasenu Mehem. And then a Kama Kadosh Baruch Hu took from the Mitzvah. Ubehodos lo yizbarach hamashek malono mechasodav yiyo yoser tov. Whenever a person is marbe to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, to talk about the Shibud Mitzrayim and the Geula from Mitzrayim, and says the Rambam, ubehodos lo yizala hamashek malono mechasodav, and to be marbe the shevach vehodah to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for everything he did, yiyo yoser meshubal. That's yiyo yoser tov. That's better. Kamosha omru and. Part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Rambam, is to be moda lo yizbarach hamashek malono mechasadav. Obviously, part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is to talk about the Shibud and to talk about the Geula and Pesach Matzah Umara, but it's also to be moda. That's not just a separate chiyav, a chiyav midin yom tov. No, that's a part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. That's a part of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be marbe. To be moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be marbin that hodah. That's what we call a marb l'sabe b'tzias mitzayim harezim meshubach is. That's a kiyum in sipi b'tzias mitzayim, to be moded and to be marbin the sipa. It could be that's what the Rav Haigon has in mind. What's the Halel on the Lel HaSeder? It's B'Toras Omer Shira. Well, what kind of idea, Toras Omer Shira? That could be a kiyum of Tzibi Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. That Tzibi Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person has to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he has to feel Yetzias Mitzrayim. He has to feel as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. And if he's leaving Mitzrayim, it's Shas HaNais. If it's Shas HaNais, then there's a chiyuv to say Halel B'Toras Shira. That's a chelik of Tzibi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's a chelik, then we understand that there's no bracha. There's no bracha because it's not b'toras korin. Why is there no bracha on that? It's still a halal. So just because it's b'toras omer shira, there's no halal. Okay, I understand. It's a different cheftza shel halal. It's not b'toras korin, b'toras omer shira. But why does that mean? Why does that make it that there's no bracha? So the Rav suggested to complete this idea. He says a halal b'toras shira l'chor is supposed to be a spontaneous expression. Spontaneous expression, a person who's excited, a person who feels relieved from the tzara that he was in, now he was saved. So the spontaneous expression is supposed to be the shira. That's supposed to come in the form of the halal. So if a person were to make a bracha on the halal of the Seder night, that would break the spontaneity. It wouldn't seem like it's a spontaneous outburst. Now, to be honest, it's not a spontaneous outburst. It's in the printed Haggadah, right? So we know we're going to be saying the halal. It's not completely spontaneous, let's be honest. But it's supposed to be. It's supposed to represent that kind of spontaneous expression. Zokter Rav, what the Rav Haigon is saying is that it wouldn't be able to be that spontaneous expression that we're supposed to be having if we're going to make a bracha in the beginning. It wouldn't look like a spontaneous expression. So even though it's not spontaneous, literally, we know that we're saying it. But we're supposed to feel that. We're supposed to internalize that kind of feeling. So to make a bracha, that would give the impression that we're now prepared to say it, to do a mitzvah. That's not what we're doing. It's not that we're doing a mitzvah of reciting halal. We're trying to ke'ilu relive Yetzias Mitzrayim and to express what we would have expressed if we experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because of that, we don't make a bracha. This is the way that the Rav wanted to explain the Rav Haigon Shita. Rav Zsolti in his Mishnas Yaivitz in Simen Yotes, he offers a little bit of a different explanation. What does the Rav Haigon mean that we're saying Halal b'toras omer shira and not b'toras korin, that's why we're not going to make a bracha on the halal? So he pointed to a comment of the Mogen Avram in Ilchas Kriyishma in Simen Samach Beis Sivkot Nalav. Mogen Avram touches on a Tosfos in Masechta Sota. If you'll turn over to the second page in Suas 8, Mishnah Sota and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says, "Elu Nemorin v'chol Loshon." These are things that are said v'chol Loshon, not just in Loshon Hakodesh, but any language. Parsha Sota, Vidui Ma'aseh, Kriyas Shema, Tefillah, Birchas Hamazon, different things that we say v'chol Loshon. V'chol Loshon. What does that mean? You can say them v'chol Loshon, whether you understand the language or don't understand the language. So when it comes to Loshon Hakodesh, even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, you can recite the Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon and Kriyas Shema. You can say that. You can say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh has a din of a Lashon. But how about Bishar Lashon? This idea that you can say Parsha Sotan, Vidi Meiser, and these other things you can say B'chol Lashon. The Tosfos there in Sotan, Suas 9, writes Kriyas Shema Tefillah, Tema. Am I Shir Halal V'Kiddush Al Shabbos V'Berachas HaPeres V'Berachas HaMitzvos? Why did the Mishnah leave out a lot of other things that you can also say B'chol Lashon? The Nira, the Hani Nemarim B'Chaloshin Afilu Eino Shomeh. Those things, Halel, regular Halel, not Halel of the Seder night. Halel, we recite on Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. That Halel, Nemarim B'Chaloshin Afilu Eino Shomeh, you can say that in any Loshin even if you don't understand the Loshin. It does have a din Loshin. You say it in English, in French, in German. You can say it in any language even if you don't understand. Hilkach, Lo Damu Lahani D'Masnisa D'Nemarim Davka B'Lashonim. The ones in the Mishnah, the concepts in the Mishnah, Parsha Sota and Kriyas Shema Tefillah Berachas HaMazon, those you can say b'chol Loshon, but only in a Loshon that you understand, Loshon she'ata mevin. If you understand the Loshon, then it has a din Loshon for you, for these things. But Halel and Kiddush Al Shabbos and Berachas HaPeres and Berachas HaMitzvos, you can say it b'chol Loshon even if you don't understand that Loshon. That's why, claims Tosfos, that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Doesn't mention those elements. What does that mean? What does that mean that the mitzvahs in the Mishnah, like Kriyas Shema and Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon, you can say b'chol Loshon only if you understand that Loshon? So Rav Zsolti wants to explain that the question is, is the mitzvah a function of an amira ba'alma? All you're trying to do is say something, make a statement? Or is there something deeper to the mitzvah? Is there a kiyum b'lev? Is there a hergish b'lev that you're trying to have? So he says that's the distinction between the different mitzvahs. Hallel and Kiddush and Berachas HaPeiros and Berachas HaMitzvahs, these mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah samira. You have to say a bracha. You have to say Hallel. It's B'Torah's Korin. So if you have to recite something, then as long as you recite it in a language, in something that's called a language, then you could be Yotze. So you can say it B'Loshon HaKodesh, that has a din of a language. You could say it B'Shar Loshon as well, even if you don't understand it, because Shar Loshonos, once a certain tzibur has been makabel, that language is a way of communicating, then it has a din of a language, even up Torah, even up din. So therefore you can say something B'Shar Loshon as well, even if you don't understand. But Rav Zsolti says, Kriyishma and Tfilah and Berachas HaMazon, these are different. These are a function of a hergish belev. You have to feel something in your heart. You have to feel something in your heart. What do you feel? So Tosfos in Source 10 comments, Berachas HaMazon d'chsiv v'yachalta v'savata l'hoch iksiv u'verachta es Hashem klomer me'achas ha'bracha v'yashavach klapi ha'shchina. Since you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mazon that you have, for the meal that you have, tuchal avarach b'chol loshon shetitzi, you can be mevarach b'chol loshon, but mistava b'loshon she'ata makir, it has to be a loshon that you know, shetitin shevach la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lev avsholim. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you don't understand the thanks that you're giving, so then what kind of a thanks is that? What kind of a hodah is that? Stampit putin milim ba'alma. It's like what some say, modim d'rabbanan, a person has to say themselves. When the Shliach Tzibur says modim, so the kohol says a modim d'rabbanan. Why? We should just listen to the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is being motzi the rabbim, he's being motzi an enoboki, or there's a tefillas hatzibah that the entire rabbim are being yotzi. So let the shnei tzibah say modim, and he can be motzias. So some men say no. Modim is the kind of thing that you can't be yotzi from someone else. You can't just have a shomer ka'one. It's a personal expression. It's a personal feeling. So you have to say it yourself. So if you have to say it yourself, you have to say it in a language that you understand. If you don't know what you're saying, so there's no hodah there. There's no hodah. You have to understand what you're saying. So presumably the same is true about tefillah as well, and kriyashma. What's tefillah? Tefillah is rachami. It's rachami. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachami, for chesed, so we have to understand what we're saying. If you don't understand what we're saying, it's dam dvarim ba'alma, so then that's not a bakoshas rachamim. And what's the ikar of kriyashma? Just dam a kriya ba'alma? No, it's the Kabbalah, soul, malchus shamayim, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion. That's a hergish belev that you have to have. It's not just a kriya ba'alma. So that's why the Mishnah says that you can say Kriya Shema Tefillah Berachas HaMazon B'chol Loshon. The Tosfos claims that it has to be B'chol Loshon that you understand. The word B'chol Loshon in the Mishnah must mean B'chol Loshon that you understand. Not like Shai Mitzvah Shebedibur that you can be Yotzi even if you don't understand the Loshon. Because Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon, these are all mitzvahs that there's a Hergish B'Lev. There's a content that you have to understand. So if you say it B'Loshon that you don't understand, then that's not called saying anything. It's not called saying anything at all. It's interesting. You could say it B'Loshon HaKodesh even though you don't understand Loshon HaKodesh. You still could say Kriya Shema B'Loshon HaKodesh. Interesting. Why is that true? What do you think? Yes?
I think I would say the only question of Kodesh is like real Loshon, and the rest are just like, it's just how
subordinate, like Tafel. They're not as Choshev. They're not as Choshev. So in this context, if Lashon HaKodesh is a real Lashon, even if you don't understand it, it's still possible. It still works. It's still a chiddush, right? If you say that it's all in the content, it's all in the hergish belief, so you're not going to have the hergish if you don't understand what you're saying. I guess you have to say Lashon HaKodesh is somehow a higher level Lashon. Even if you don't have a full Havana, you can't understand. You still can be outside. But Shai Lashono, since they're not... and not on the same level, so there we look at the content of the mitzvah. If the mitzvah itself is connected to the heart, so then if you don't understand what you're doing, then if you don't understand what you're saying, then it's not going to work. I guess that's what you have to say. Zabt Rav Zsolti, that can explain the Rav Haigon as well. If on the Seder night we're reading Hallel, not B'Torah's Koyim, but rather B'Torah's Omer Shira, so then Lechora, you can only be Yotze B'Shar Lashonos on the Seder night if you understand the Lashon that you're saying. When Tosus and Sota says that for Hallel, you don't have to understand the Lashon. He's talking about Hallel that we read, that we say the rest of the year. That's Hallel B'Torah's Korin. On Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, Hallel B'Torah's Korin, then you're just reciting the Hallel. So if you assume that Shal Lashon is also a din of a Lashon, so then you can be Otsay. As long as you recite the Hallel, B'chol Lashon, even if you don't understand the Lashon, then that's sufficient. But if the Hallel on the Seder night is Hallel B'Torah Soma Shira, so then you have to understand what you're saying. If not, it's not a Hodah, it's not a Shira. It's not a Shira. So not every Hallel is a Shira. Not every Hallel is a Shira. The Hallel that we recite normally is not like Kriya Shema Berachas HaMazon and Tefillah. Of course, the purpose of the Hallel is to give Shira, but the nature of the mitzvah is not B'Torah Soma Shira. It's only B'Torah Korin. So as long as you're reading in a Lashon, something that has a din lashon, that's sufficient. But Hallel on the Seder night, since that's B'Torah Soma Shira, that you have to understand if you're going to say it B'Shar Lashon. If you say it B'Lashon HaKodesh, as we said, you can still be Yotzud. If you say it B'Shar Lashon, then it doesn't have a status of a Lashon in something that's totally B'Hergesh Shalev if you don't understand the Lashon that you're saying. So Zokter of Zolti, if that's the idea, then we can understand what the Rav Haigon says, that because the Hallel on the Seder night is B'Torah Soma Shira, that's why it doesn't require a bracha. Doesn't require a bracha, it shouldn't get a bracha. Why? There's an old question that the Rishonim raise. Why don't we make a bracha on Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why? We make a bracha on mitzvahs in general. So why when it comes to Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, don't we make a bracha? So one of the famous answers given by the Rishonim is the Rashba's answer that the Maral and Gvuras Hashem in Source 11 quotes at the end of the piece. Harashbut Zaltirates, he says, the Kevin Shain Shir Ladovra, the Filo Omer Dover Echem, Sipitzis Utsayim Sagi, the Kachlo Tigna Brochalze. Rashba says that Sipitzis Utsayim ain't lo Shir. So because ain't lo Shir, so therefore it doesn't get a brochum. Doesn't get a brochum. So the Maral asks, he says, it's very difficult. Vain Zedover Maspik, the Mabakash Yotsubi Siparecha, the Chibishvil Kach, lo Yvarech. Why should I not make a bracha? Just because you can be Yotzei with a small statement of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Talking a little bit, right? To talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, even a little bit, you can be Yotzei. So what? You should still make a bracha? It's the Maral's kash. The emes is, there are a few other kashas you can ask. Right? The fact is, we seem to make brachas even on mitzvahs that don't have a shir. Can you think of an example of a mitzvah that doesn't really have a shir? You can be Yotzei with a small statement, and yet we make a bracha on that? Yes. Talmud Torah, right? The mitzvah Talmud Torah. We make a brichas haTorah. We make two brichas haTorah. And yet, the Mishnah in Peah, the first Mishnah in Peah says that Eilu Dvaram Shein Lam Shir. It mentions Talmud Torah at the end. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. There is no Shir Lamata. Every Os of Torah is a Kiyam of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and yet we make a bracha. It's really a Pella on the Rashba. What's more, even what the Rashba says, is that really true? If Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim ain't lo shir, what anything you say you can be Yotzei Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's not so pashut. Maybe you could be Yotzei the mitzvah Zachiris Yetzias Mitzrayim with anything that you say, small amount. Just to mention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But is that true with Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? Reb Chaim in the Stencils is famous for saying that there are differences between Zachiris Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you have to say more. For Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has to be b'derech sheilu tshuva, right? Mascha b'gnus u'masayim b'shevach, right? You have to ask questions. You have to start b'gnus u'masayim b'shevach. You have to say Pesach Matzumara. There are details that you have to mention. It doesn't sound like it's ein lo shir. The Rashba, it would seem, argues with that, right? He's assuming that you can be yotze the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim with just a declaration. It's almost like you can. If you just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, the same way that you yotzei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the midst of Kriyishma twice a day, you can be yotzei the midst of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder in the same way. That's what it sounds like from the Rashba, which is a real pella. Real pella. Many of the Rishonim, the Rambam certainly doesn't learn like that. He holds that Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is much more. So the Rashba is very difficult for the kasha that the Maral asks on him, that why should that be a reason not to make a bracha? Right? Just because you can be Yotzi v'si b'recha, why is there a reason not to make a bracha? But b'chlal, there are other indications. Right? It's not just the kasha and the velteran, but there are other mitzvahs that are English and yet we make a bracha. And how do we know Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't have more than just a basic declaration? It's a difficult rashba. What's the Maral's teretz? He offers a different answer. Go back to the beginning. Im tom alamei mevarchen al agado shar mitzvah sabbis yisusayim v'hoi olonu levarch al mitzvah zos. V'yeroya kevin de ikar adoru machsheves halev. The tzarech lahavim asha omar, since the ikar of sabbis yisusayim is to understand what you're saying. V'mlo kein lohavi midi, if not, you're not going to claim anything. Kevin shal ikar hu belev lo shayach brocha. Ela b'mitzvah she ikar shalab b'maisa. Zog the maral, Chazal were not mesakei in a brocha, b'rechas ha-mitzvah, on something that the ikar is belev. Only if the ikar is b'maisum, hu mevarech asher k'dishonu, ki ha-maisa hu ha-ikar. L'fikach hay mevarech en al ha-gadah. We don't make a brocha on the ha-gadah, on tzibit yisrael, because the ikar is machsheves ha-lev, says the Maral. The machsheves ha-lev, the appreciation of tzibit yisrael. Machsheves ha-lev of internalizing the Sheba, thinking about the Sheba, thinking about the Geula and the Hodor that we feel. And if you don't have that Machshava Salev, you're not going to be Otis, since the Iker is Machshava Salev, Zach the Maral, we don't make a bracha, because Birchas HaMitzvah were only instituted on a Maisa. But Talmud Torah, on a Mavarach, and Lassu, B'divir Yisar, Shechol Esek, Sheyesh Bo B'Talmud Torah, Hu HaMitzvah, Avagav She'enu Meivin, Masha Amar. Rak Shagor is Kach. Why do we make a bracha on Talmud Torah, Zach the Maral? Because it's not belief, it's not totally behavona. Even if you don't understand what you're learning, you still makayim a mitzvah. Of course, it's a bigger mitzvah if you attack and understand, but even if you don't understand, you still makayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'cheinanu mevarchen al mikra megillah v'likra sahalel sha'kriya hu ikr. The kriya sa megillah, kriya sahalel, that's the ikr. Ben sheyavin o shelo yavin. The nusach habracha shkaktinu chachamim likro asahala v'likro asamegila al mikra megila filo eno maven. Since kriya sahala and mikra megila one can be yotze even if you don't understand what you're reading, so that's why chazal masak in a bracha, because it's a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah. Kachtinu chachamim, that the bracha sa mitzvah is on ma'isa mitzvah, on the act. So if the ikar of a mitzvah is machsheves halev, zok the maral, there's no bracha, there's no brichas ha-mitzvah. Since Tzibiyus Yisrael, the ikar is the machsheves halev. The machsheves halev, that a person internalizes the fact that he left Mitzrayim, that he was nigal, he feels the shibud, he feels the geula, and he's moda, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that geula. So that's machsheves halev. That's totally in his heart. Totally in his heart. So that can explain why there's no bracha. Comes Rav Zsolti and says, now we can answer what the Rav Haigon is saying. We can come full circle. The Rav Haigon says that because we recite Halam and say the Night B'Torah Samashir, therefore we don't make a bracha. What does that mean? What's that based on? So he says it's based on this idea that if the ikar of Sifrei Tzvi's time is the Machsheves HaLev, and certainly the Halal, if we understand like the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah, that the Halal is an expression, it's a culmination of the Sifrei Tzvi's Mitzrayim. We talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the end. That's the apex. That's the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if all of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the key is belay, so then we can understand that there's no bracha on the halal either. Just like there's no bracha on Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, because it's totally a machsheves halev. So then there shouldn't be a bracha on the halal either. Because it's totally b'machshavas halev. Anything that's totally b'machshavas halev doesn't get a bracha. It's not this idea of the rav that it has to be a spontaneous outburst, and even if it's not spontaneous, but it's supposed to be an expression of spontaneity. It's supposed to look as if we're breaking forth in a shira as a result of the Sibir Tzitzitzitzitzitzit. No. It's a simpler idea that since it's totally b'machshavas halev, a person taka has to feel a simcha, he has to feel a hodah, he has to feel like he's really thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that he himself is experiencing, because it's Shas HaNes. If it's the Halal B'Shas HaNes, it's B'Torah Samashir, and that's totally B'machsheva Salev, so then we can understand that there isn't going to be a bracha on it, because Chazal never would misak in a bracha on a mitzvah, and that's B'machsheva Salev. Okay. Questions?
Why is that answer easier to say than the Rav's answer? Like, it's a spontaneous. I mean, why is that so much easier answer to say than what the
Rav's
answer?
Is it spontaneous? It's the Rav's idea is a nice idea in theory. I mean, it's a beautiful concept. I'm not denying what the Rav said. It's a very beautiful idea. But this idea, you know, is not dependent on whether a person's expression of halal is actually spontaneous or not. It's not just the kriya. Right? The mitzvah is not a ma'aseh kriya. The mitzvah is the machsheves halev in the kriya. So once you understand that the mitzvah itself, whether you're fulfilling the mitzvah, if you don't have the full machsheves halev, you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah completely. But you're supposed to have some kind of machsheves halev. You all have a small machsheves halev, a small hodah, so you're supposed to have a greater hodah. But once you understand that the nature of the mitzvah is different, it's not a mitzvah that's a ma'aseh kriya, so then it fits in beautifully. Right? Just like according to the Maral, there's no bracha on tzibur tzibur because the purpose of the mitzvah is to have a machsheves halev, and that's the essence of the mitzvah. So halal as well. If the halal of the seder night is not b'toras korin, so then it's not like the halal that Tosis and Sota is talking about. Right? Tosis and Sota says that a regular halal that we recite, Yom Tov and other times, so that halal, you don't have to understand what you're saying because it's just b'toras korin. But a halal in the Seder night, if you say it Bashar Loshan, you do have to understand what you're saying, Lechora, according to Tosfos, because it's a different type of halal. So by the same token, if you assume that Chazal Masakim Berachas HaMitzvah only on a Ma'aseh Kriya, so then it fits in beautifully, since the essence of the mitzvah is Machshava Salev totally, and it's not just a Ma'aseh Kriya, so then it makes sense that you should make a bracha on the halal.
Okay, yeah? I don't understand. How come Rav says that there's a bracha in Satsantinus?
Because the Rav felt that Chazal made a takana based on the ideal. It wouldn't make sense to be misaken a bracha because there are going to be some people who are going to work themselves up to the point that they really do feel the shira.
When you really feel it, should you make a bracha?
When you do feel it, should make a bracha?
Yeah.
No, fakert. Wow. When you do feel it, you should be bursting forth in shira without a bracha. The bracha sounds like it's a planned expression. Right? You feel a shira, you feel a happiness, and then you say, just 1 second, okay, let me first make a bracha, I'm going to prepare. How can you prepare? If you feel that excitement, you should breathe forth and say, Hallelujah, Avnei Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom is such a rachman, he does tremendous chasadim with us. You should just burst forth with the shira. You should be reciting bracha. The bracha breaks that spontaneity. That's the Rav's idea, that to express the spontaneity, to express the halal in a way that makes it seem as though it's a spontaneous shira, you can't make a bracha. If you make a bracha, obviously this is a planned exercise.
So then, on a normal time, we say halal with the bracha.
It's not b'torah som b'shira.
Right. What I'm saying. Why would? Isn't it supposed to be spontaneous?
Because it's a zecher l'nes. Normally, when we say halal, you know, B'tzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim, we talk about Yisroel Mitzrayim, but what are we talking about? It's B'shas HaNeis, we're leaving Mitzrayim on Sukkot? We're not. We're remembering the Neis, that B'nai Yisroel left Mitzrayim in the Yom Tov of Pesach. When we recite Halal on Pesach by day, that's not B'Torah Sol Mashira. That's where we're reciting Halal. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Neis he did way back when they left Mitzrayim. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for other Nisim that he's done to us in the past. But we're not saying a b'toras ha-mashira. The Seder is in ganzen different. Seder is an experience. We're trying to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim and to feel the Shas HaNeis now. So if we really feel the Shas HaNeis, and that's the ideal, of the Takanas Chachamim over here. It could even be it's not a Takanas Chachamim. The mitzvah to say Halal b'toras ha-mashira might be daraisa. You know, there's a discussion in the Rishonim. What the Zman for Halal on the Seder night is. When do you have to finish the Halal? We know there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. What's the earliest time to start the Mitzvah HaLaila? Right, even though on a regular Shabbos, we have a concept called Tosefes Shabbos, and many Mefarshim assume that you can be Yotzei Suda Shabbos, you can say Kiddush during a time of Tosefes. So Tosis, the beginning of the final parak of Psachim and Daf Tzadi Tes, Tosis has that it could be on the Seder night. It's different that you have to start Dafke after Tzeis HaKochavim. You have to start later. What's the last time to do the Mitzvah HaLaila, to eat the Karban Pesach and to eat the Matzah and the Dalakosas? So that's a discussion. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, they have a machlokas whether it's Al Chatzos or it's Achiyala Murashachem. Right? We're familiar. So we're machmir to try to finish everything in before Chatzos, to finish at least Afikoman before Chatzos. Right? The Afikoman is connected to Matzah. So we're machmir, just like the Karban Pesach was only eaten until Chatzos. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that Vachlus Abasa Balaila means until Chatzos, not the whole Laila. So we assume that the Matzah also is supposed to be eaten until chatzos. But erev tochel matzos is also until chatzos, and the maror should be eaten until chatzos, and maybe the dalek kosher should also be done until chatzos. So it's a, there's a discussion in the Rishon. Does the halal have to be recited before chatzos? The Ramaz Machmer says you should try to recite the halal before chatzos. Try to recite the halal before chatzos. Not all Rishonim, maybe Tosis and Masech the Megillah argues and says you don't have to recite before chatzos. Why not? Well, what's the difference? If we're machmer to assume that the mitzvahs halayla have to be done before chatzos, so why is halal any different? So Tosis says, well, halal on the Seder night is only the rabbanon. It's only the rabbanon. That's not dependent on the zman of chatzos. Tosis seems to be assuming only the mitzvahs daraisa are dependent on chatzos. So the matzah is daraisa, the tzipitzi shetrayim is daraisa, right? The mara b'zman says the rabbanon. Maybe since the matzah and the mara hukshu lahadadi, they're hukshu zela says, so the mara has to be done before chatzos. But dalit kosos, would Tosis say that dalit kosos has to be done? You got to finish the third and the fourth cup before chatzos? Probably not. Since dalit kosos is also only the rabbanon, the Tosis would say every mitzvah the rabbanon you don't have to do before chatzos. I guess that's what most people assume. Most people rely on that. Most homes do not finish the challah before chatzos. The afikoman we try to do before chatzos, or they make a tnai, or try to figure out a way that you can get the afikoman in before chatzos. But challah, for some reason, it's not the minhag Yisrael to get the challah in before chatzos. So we must assume, like Tosis and Megillah, that since the halal on the Seder night is only the Rabbanan, so it doesn't have to be done before Chatzos. It's only the Rabbanan. It's not clear. It's not clear that Tosis would argue with the whole Vart that the Rav, that the Rabbeinu Haigon suggests over here. Maybe even Tosis agrees that the first part of the halal is Taka Daraisa. That's the halal B'Torah Samashira. Tosis is only talking about the second part of halal. That halal, you don't have to finish the halal before Chatzos. But the first part of halal might be the rice. It might be a chelik of sipi tzivim. Maybe taka that halal. You have to finish before chatzos. So it's not so clear. Tosis is saying that all the halal is only the rabbanan. According to the way that we're describing, if the halal, the first two prokim of halal, habatoras amashir, maybe taka, that's the rice. Maybe that taka should be recited before chatzos. That's a part of the sipi tzivim mitzrayim and. You have to have sipi tzivim mitzrayim with the matzah and the mor. If the matzah has to be done before chatzos, if we're machmer for that, then maybe the first two problems of halal also have to be done before chatzos, because that's b'toras hamashir. Based on this Rav Haigon, if we assume that halal on the leil ha'seder is b'toras hamashir, so that could explain a number of other halachas as well. There's several other nafkemina for this sheet. The Mishnah Berurah makes a comment in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. If you look at source 12 in the handout, the Mishnah Berurah says, we know at the end of Lefikach, we make a statement, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say we're going to recite Halal. So what are those words at the end? V'nomar, v'nemar, how do you conjugate, how do you punctuate that word? Lefon of Shira, blank Lefon of Shira. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarach Lomar V'nemar B'nikud Segol V'nemar Shuloshen Ovar V'dekayal Geulas Mitzrayim Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't say V'nomar Lefan of Shira Chadasha at the end of Lefiga, but rather we say V'nemar Lefan of Shira Chadasha. That when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out, then they said Shira. The Shira Sayam. They actually didn't say it at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rishalmi says that they only recited the Shira after the Kriyas Yamsu, because that was the Gemar of the Geulas Mitzrayim. But that Shira, the Shira Sayam, went on Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Zokta Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Diachronim, that's why the punctuation should be V'Nemar Lefanav. It was said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was said, the Shira. Not V'Nomar, and we will say. So that this Shira, right, there was a Shira that was said at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So who are these achronos? If you look in the Ber Hetev there, in Tafayin Gimel, Sivkot Nechov Dalet, he quotes that this is the Bach, the Marshal. A lot of achronim say like this. The Emek Bracha, he's one of the big Talmidim of the Brisker Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik. Emek Bracha, on the fourth page there, he quotes that the Shalom HaKadosh also says like this. He comments that Chazal said that there's a difference between Shira as opposed to Shir. Shira b'loshen Nekeva and Shir b'loshen Zachar. It's interesting that in Lefikach we say V'nomu Lefanu V'nemar Lefanu Shira Chadasha Haleluka. But in the Bracha Asher Galanu we say V'nodu Lecha Shir Chadash Halgulasenu V'apadus Nafshenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kedah Shem Elokeinu Yagi'enu L'modim V'lergolim Acherim Abayim L'Kraseinu L'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us to other happy times and Yamim Tovim and the ultimate Geula. V'nomu Lefanu Shir Chadash Halgulasenu V'apadus Nafshenu. What's the Chiluk? Shira Chadasha Shir Chadash, one is Nekeva, one is Zohar. What's the difference? So Chazal say that Shira B'Loshon Akeva, all Shiras of B'Loshon Akeva, except for the ultimate Shira on the Gula Asida, the Shira on the ultimate Gula is B'Loshon Zachar, because there's no Tsar after that Shira. But every other Shira, every other Gula, there will be a Tsar. Unfortunately, there's a Tsar after that Gula. Until the ultimate Gula, there's going to be a Tsar. So just like an Akeva has Tsar Leda, the other Nisim also are going to have Tsar after them. So we say, We use a lashon of shira, lashon nekeva, because every other shira, every other geula has tsari afterwards. So says the Shalah, he asked the kasha, if that's the case, so what do we say in this lefikach? We say v'nomu lefanu of shira chadasha. In the bracha shagolana we say v'nomu lecha shira chadasha v'losin v'apulis nafshin. That's talking about the ultimate geula. So at the time of the ultimate geula, we're going to say a shira chadash. We're going to say a shir before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a shir b'loshem zachar, because there's no tsar after that. But if that's the case, at the end of Lefikach, why do we say shira chadasha? Shira chadasha sounds like we're talking about a shir, that there is tsar afterwards. The normal fun of shira chadasha, how is that, how can that be? If we're talking about the future, so the Shalah says, obviously we're talking about the shira that Klal Yisrael sang at the time of Geulas Mitzrayim. So he says, based on that, you should be magia. V'nemar lefanu of shira chadasha. Klal Yisrael said the shira before HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Must be in the past. In the past, it's not in the future. And that's what the Marshal and the Bach and the Taz and the Magen Avraham, a whole list of achronim, they all say that the proper nusach is to say v'nemar lefanu of shira chadasha. Problem is, that's not our nusach. Most haggadahs have the nusach v'nemar lefanu of shira chadasha. It's mamish apella. This is an example with a nusach. The popular nusach is mamish against the achronim. It's against what most of the poskim say. So what's the idea? How can it be that our nusach is against what all the achronim say? So the Emek Bracha wants to suggest, based on Rav Haigon, based on the Rambam, that maybe our girsa is taka the more proper girsa. And if you assume that the halal of the Seder night is a halal of Teres or Mashira, then it's like a shas anes. It's ke'ilu, we're leaving Mitzrayim. And the halal that we're saying is on our Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're experiencing on the Leil HaSeder. So then it could be that V'nomu Lefanu of Shira Chadasha is not going on the Shira that Klal Yisrael sang at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's V'nomu Lefanu of now Shira Chadasha that we'll say now, not in the future. It's not in the future, not in the past. It's right now in the present. And that could be why the Lashon Taka is Shira Chadasha. Right? It's Shira Chadasha. It's not Shir Chadash because it's not the future. It's that now we're going to say a Shira Chadasha, but it's still only a Shira Chadasha because the ultimate Geula is not here. There might still be a Tsar after this. It's not the ultimate Geula, but it's a new Yetzias Mitzrayim that we're experiencing now. So that's why we say Shira Chadasha, but the appropriate Nusach then would be V'nomu Lefanu, not V'nemar Lefanu. If you assume that it's a Halal B'Torah Soma Shira, so then we're saying a Halal now, it's a new expression, so then we would say V'nomu Lefanu, we wouldn't say V'nemar Lefanu. It's really interesting that the Achronim don't seem to hold like this. Right? They seem to be against this idea that the Halal on the Seder night is B'Taras HaMashirim. If that's the case, you shouldn't say V'Nam, you really should say V'Nomer. Not sure, but that's our Nusach. So it's incumbent upon us to try to understand what our Nusach is, even though it seems like a lot of the Achronim disagree. But that's another idea, another halacha. It might be dependent on this concept that the halal of Seder night is not B'Taras Korin, but rather B'Taras HaMashiach. Another issue that might that can be explained based on this yisod is the question of noshim on the halal of the Seder night. Are women obligated in the halal of the Seder night? So the Mishnah in Sukkah, if you'll turn back to the second page, to Source 13. Mishnah says, "Misho ya eved isha katan makrin oso ona acharei mashen omer." If an eved or an isha or a katan are makrin the individual, Mishnah there is talking about halal. but it's really any mitzvah shevedibur. If an eved isha or katan amakra person, so he has to answer what they say to him. They make a statement, and he answers exactly that same. He says exactly the same thing. The pella is, why should that be necessary? Normally we assume that Shamea Ka'ona tells me that if someone recites a mitzvah shevedibur, he can be motzi me in that dibur. As long as I listen, I don't have to actually be medaber. So why if an eved k'naini, right, if an isha or a katan a makra, so if an eved ivri is makra, so then you don't have to say anything because an eved ivri is a Yisrael gomer. It's just for one halachi, he's mutter and a shifta k'nainis. One halachi is different than a ben Yisrael, but he's a full-fledged Yisrael, he's chayav in mitzvahs. Ke'ish, but an eved k'naini is chayav only in mitzvahs ke'isha. So then you can't use Shomer Ka'ona. So why is that the case? Tosis there in source 14 says, Mash makan de isha p'tura me halal de sukkas v'chein da tzeres. We're talking about reciting Hallel. That's what the Mishnah in Sukkah is discussing. So it sounds like, says Tosis, that Noshim are p'turos from Hallel of Yom Tov. The time is in the mitzvah Shazman Gramahi. The reason they're part of Hallel is because the mitzvah says Shazman Gramahi, it's a time-dependent mitzvah. Noshim are p'turos from all time-dependent mitzvahs. So that's why you dafka have to repeat what the Isha says. You can't just use Shomer Kan, you got to repeat it completely. Because if you don't repeat, so then you're not going to be yotze, because they're potter. So if the woman is not a bar chiyuva, she can't be motzi. Someone who is a bar chiyuva, there has to be the same level of chiyuv. So the woman is ptura. If you repeat, so then it's your own mitzvah. It's not that you're linking up to her b'shamei kalanis, so then you can be yotze. So frek tosvis, afagav de b'chalad le b'sochim ashram perikav b'sochim de b'chayv b'dal kosos. Maran av b'sochim adav kufches. Assumes that women are chayiv and dalet kosos because afen hayu ba'oso hanes, because women were also involved in nes of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Umistamalo tiknu dalet kosos elokadei lomar aleim halal va'agoda, and mistama chazal were not misakin dalet kosos, except to say parts of the hagoda, parts of sipi Yitzchus Mitzrayim on the dalet kosos. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. Kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. The chazal misakin dalet kosos, and we do a part of the say there on each one of the dalakosas. Right? We have Kiddush, Haggadah, Bichas HaMazon, Hallel. Right? There are four parts of the Seder that we link to the dalakosas. So if women are obligated in the dalakosas, and the dalakosas are set on Hallel, V'Haggadah, some stomach, the women have to be Chayiv and Hallel as well. So how can you say that women are Pturos and Hallel and Hallel of Yom Tov? You see that the Chayiv and the Hallel of the Seder night. Says Tosa, Shani Hal de Pesach the Alanes Bo of Afin Hoy Bo So Anes of a Kan Lo Alanes Over. The Hal of Sibis in time is said Al Hanes. Since Afin Hoy Bo So Anes, just like they're obligated in Dalakos, they're obligated in the Halal of the Seder night. But the Hal of Yom Tov, the Hal of Sukkos, and the Hal of Shavuos, the Hal of Pesach by day, that's not Al Hanes Omer. It's not said on the Nes. It's Tama Mitzvah to say Halal. It's not on the Nes. What's Tosfos saying? Not the Rav Haigon. Tosfos is saying that the Hal of the Leil HaSeder is on the Nes. We're talking about the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if Afen Hoyu Ba'oso HaNes is Mechayev women in Dalet Kosos, then they should be Chayev and Hal as well. The Hal of Yom Tov is not Al HaNes. It's not a Zecher on the Nes. There's a Chiyav Chazal V'Mesakin to say a Halal. Chazal V'Mesakin to say a Halal. It's a different mitzvah. It's not a Halal on a nes, even if it's zechel nes, it's not even zechel nes by regular halal. So that's why the rule that afen hayu ba'oso hanes doesn't apply to halal of yom. That's Tosis's answer. If you take the Rav Haigon's pshat, then you have a much easier answer, right? That women, of course, are obligated in the halal of the seder night because that's a halal b'toras omer shira. That's a totally different type of halal. Once you assume that women are obligated in the dalet kosos, they're obligated in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. If they have to re-experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Dalet Kosos is all about that. The Dalet Kosos, according to the Rambam, the Dalet Kosos is to demonstrate Cheiros, to feel the Cheiros. So the purpose of the Dalet Kosos is to feel the Cheiros. Clearly, if women are Chayavos in Dalet Kosos, the Chachamim were misaken that the women should feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim the same way as the men. So if women are obligated in Dalet Kosos, they're obligated in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, then they have to feel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Hal is going to be B'toras HaMashir. If it's Bataras and Mashira, then of course the women are going to be Chayos, but that's no connection. That's no connection to a Halal of Yom Tov. To the Halal of Yom Tov, a person has to recite himself. It can't be Yotze from a woman if she's Bataras. that the hal of the Leila Seder is B'Torah's Omer Shira, it's a hal of Shas Hanes, that's totally different. Then Taka women might have a chiyuv. They might have a chiyuv Daraisa even. Lemor Ladoros. Right? That every time that a nes happens, a person has to say hal. It could be that women are Taka Bechlal that. If they have to feel that they're leaving Mitzrayim, then they have a hal of B'Torah's Omer Shira, maybe even a chiyuv Daraisa. So for that type of halal, maybe you really could be Yotzei from a woman. Because the rule of Shamei Ka'onah might apply to that halal because they really have a chiyuv. Okay, this is another issue that might hinge on this question that have the halal of Lil HaSed is with Haris HaMashim. A third issue as well. The Chasam Sofer has a very fascinating tshuva. Chasam Sofer is trying to figure out whether Birchas HaGomel, not halal, whether Birchas HaGomel has to be recited standing. You have to recite Birchas HaGomel standing or not. The Elio Rabba Kosav, the Be'inan Mu'umat, he quotes the Elio Rabba, one of the Gedolei Achronim, who says that you have to recite Birchas HaGomel standing. Why? Mishum the Nikra Halal. Because Birchas HaGomel is called Halal, but Halal Boi Mu'umat, because of Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes that Halal has to be recited standing. So if halal has to be recited standing, the Birchas HaGomel, that's a type of halal, right? You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you came out of Itzara. Person went on the high seas, Yardei Hayam, Yotze Mi Beis HaSurim, certain person was a cholov in a serape, so he has to recite Birchas HaGomel, it's like a halal. So if it's a halal, then he has to recite that standing. It says the Chasam Sofer, Kain Tzorech Nami Lios Bayom. If that's the case, then the Birchas HaGomel, if it has to be recited standing, it should have to be recited by Yom as well. You can't get a minion together and recite Birchas HaGomel at night. Birchas HaGomel, according to that logic, would have to be recited dafka by day, just like Halah. The Halah Mashmah dafka by Yom, so Perek Beis de Megillah. Midachsiv, Mimizok Shemesh Amavo, Mulo Shem Hashem. If you need Mizok Shemesh, you need Yom. Or, Vizeh HaYom, Mosah Hashem, Nagil Nisach HaBo, Zeh HaYom. There are different makoros that Halah has to be recited by day. So, if Birchas HaGomel is like Halal, and for that reason you say Birchas HaGomel must be recited standing, then it should have to be recited by day as well. Says the Chasam Sofer, L'Tzorach Yishev Halal B'Leil Pesach. But if that's the case, then you have to be Miyashev. Why Halal B'Leil Pesach? You can recite Halal at night. If Halal B'Leil Pesach is a type of Halal, and the Gemara Megillah says that Halal has to be recited by day, so how can Halal on B'Leil Pesach be recited at night? So Zok Chasam Sofer Tzarch Lomer Dafka Hal Shekarim B'Chol Yom Tuf V'Yom Geula Shetiknu Lomer L'Chashi Yigalu Kedi Isa B'Psachim B'Hay Aminan Mimizok Shemesh Ad Mevoho V'Lo Balayim Kach Tiknu Chazal V'Mesakim Halal that you recite on Yom Tuf and every Yom Geula. What does it mean Yom Geula? A day of Geula, not the day that you have the Geula, but In succeeding years, when you remember that day of Geula, you also have to recite a halal. So that halal is not Shas Hanes. That's a halal, but Torah's Korin. There's a chiyuv to be Korei Halal on a Yom Geula, to be Korei Halal B'Yom Tov. So that type of halal is subject to the rule that halal has to be recited by day. Avol says the Chasam Sofer, B'Leil Pesach Shishas Hanes Mamish, Hazen Nemer Hashir Yiyah Lachem Kalel Heskadesh Chag. The Chasam Sofer invokes a pasuk we haven't seen yet. Hashir Yiyah Lachem Kalel Heskadesh Chag is this idea, this pasuk that Kalel Heskadesh Chag, at the night of Heskadesh Chag, the night of a Chag, there's a Shir, there's a Chi of Shira. So the Chasam Sofer says that's a different Chi of Shira. That's a Chi of Shira B'Shas Hanes. That's a Chi of Shira. The Chasam Sofer seems to be learning Hashir Yiyah Lachem Kalel Heskadesh Chag is a special Shir that we say at a night of Shas Hanes. Which night of Shas Hanes do we say a Shira? Chasam Sofer seems to be learning, this pasuk is teaching me of a chiyuv to say halal on the night of the Seder. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. Halal at the Seder. It's a halal of Shas Hanes, and there's a special chiyuv to say halal of Shas Hanes. Not like a halal of Yom Geula in succeeding years or in the Yom Tov. So says the Chasam Sofer, Kein lefi zeh mikol shkein v'kal v'chomer ha'olam ha'yam achiyotzi bo shushas nisa mamesh pshita shiyom rafila balayla. Birchas HaGomel comes on a nes, a person is saved from a certain situation. Of course, that Shas HaNes Mamish, it's not just reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Shas HaNes Mamish. So certainly a person can say that type of, that Birchas HaGomel, that type of halal, you can say even Balayla. That's the Chasam Sofer's Yisod. that Birchas HaGomel, he says, even if you'll tell me Birchas HaGomel has to be recited standing, even if you'll say Hal has to be recited standing, Birchas HaGomel should not have to be recited standing. And it should not have to be recited by Yom. It can even be recited by Laila. The Haraya, Hal on the Seder night, we say Balaila, and we say sitting down. We don't even stand up. So Zabd HaChasim Sobe, that's because the Hal is a different type of Hal. It's not B'Torah's Koran, it's B'Torah's Omer Shira. So Birchas HaGomel is no worse than that. Even if Birchas HaGomel has a Din Halav, what Din Halav is it? It's not a Halav B'Torah's Koran, it's a Halav B'Torah's Omer Shira. If it's a Halav B'Torah's Omer Shira, then it's not subject to the regular rules of Halel, and therefore you can recite it sitting down, and you can recite it by line. And finally, some of the Rishonim asked that the Gemara in Erchin lists off 18 days that were Gomer Sahalam. Masechah Sofrim has a similar list, but a little different. The Gemara in Erchin doesn't count Leil Pesach. Masechah Sofrim, that we'll see in a moment, does count Leil Pesach as well. What does the Gemara in Erchin say? It says there are Yudches Yom Shmonas Yom She Gomer Nesahalam. That Shmona Yemei Achag, 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days, excuse me, of Sukkot, Shmonas Yemei Chanukah, Yom Tov of Shavuos, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. These are the 18 days that the Yochid is going to burn us out. So some of the Rishonim, Ramban, the Ran, and others, they ask, why does the Gemara in Erchin leave out the Seder night? We recite Hallel on the Seder night too. And it's Gomer Sahala. We don't recite half Hallel. So why doesn't the Gemara in Erchin mention the Seder night as well? So according to the Rav Haigon, it's beautiful because the Hallel of the Seder night is a totally different type of Hallel. You can't include that in a list of Hallel of Yom Tov, Hallel of Chanukah. Hallel of Chanukah is a Hallel of Zecher L'Nes. Hallel of Yom Tov is a Hallel of B'Torah's Koren. But a Hallel of the Seder night is not a Hallel of B'Torah's Koren. That's a Hallel B'Torah's Omer Shira. That's a Hallel that you have to understand the language if you recite the Hallel B'Shar Lashonos. That's a Hallel that you can be Korei Balaila. It's a totally different Hallel. So it's a totally different Hallel. Of course, the Gemara in Erchin is not going to include it in a list that has the Hallel of Yom Tov. Okay, so these are all Yisodos and halachas that we can explain based on the vart that the Rav Haigon has, that the halal of the Seder night is not a halal b'taras karen, but rather it's a halal b'taras amashim. But that's as far as the halal that we recite at the Seder. There's another halal that we have on the Seder night. And that's the halal that the Mechaber quotes. The Mechaber, in Hukas Pesach, and Simon Tov Pei Zayin, Siv Dalit, the Mechaber writes as follows. Let's all look at Source 16. B'Leil Rishon Shel Pesach Gomer Ahala B'Tzibur B'Ne'ima B'Vrocha T'chila B'Sof. On Leil Pesach, we read a full Hallel B'Ne'ima. It's supposed to have Nigunim in the Hallel, nice Nigunim, especially on the Seder night. B'Vrocha T'chila B'Sof. V'chem B'Leil Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias as well. So the Mechaber says you're supposed to read the Hallel in Shul B'Tzibur on the Seder night. Says the Ramah, no, Hagoah b'chol zeh ein anu no'ogin kein, ki ein anu omer b'alaylu v'esak neses, halal klal. Says the Ramah, we don't recite halal in shul at all at night. We only recite halal in shul on Yom Tov day. What's the source of the Mechaber? The Ramah is so adamant, what's the source of the Mechaber? It's in the Sefer Sofrim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok, omer yomim shmona osar v'layla echad, yochid gomer b'henes ha'halal. There are 18 days and one night. Notice the Masechah Sofrim adds to the Gemara in Erchin. There are 18 days and one night that the Yochid is Gomer B'Henes HaHalal. And what are those? Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Shmonas Yimei Achag, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, V'Leilo. Leil Pesach is another time that Yochid is Gomer B'Henes HaHalal, says the Masechah Sofrim. So that's the Mokra for the Mechaber. That's the Mokra for the Mechaber that that will Gomer HaHalal on Leil HaSeder. Even in Shul, right? In Shul, we're Gomer Sahalal. What's the idea? Why should we be Gomer Sahalal in Shul on the Seder night? What kind of a halach is this? What's the Masechah Sofrim alluding to? So the Rav quoted Reb Chaim, wanted to suggest that maybe there are two dinim in Halal of the Seder night. There are two reasons we say Halal. One is a Halal of Sipir Yetzir Yisrael. That's the Halal we were talking about before. And it's either a halal b'taras karan or b'taras amashira. We developed the notion that maybe it's taka halal b'taras amashira. But that's a halal of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. It's one type of halal. The Mechaber and the Masech HaSofer are introducing a new type of halal on the Seder night. There's a halal nidin yomtif on the night of the Seder. Normally halal nidin yomtif is only by yom. There are psukim that we mentioned. Mizrach Shem Hashem Avo, Zehayam Asa Hashem. There are psukim that indicate that halal is supposed to be recited by day. But the Masech HaSofer is alluding to the fact that maybe there's another mokah that halal has to be recited dafka by night on Pesach night. And that's Hashir Yilochem Kalelis Kadosh Chag, that pasuk that the Chasam Sofer quoted. The Gemara in Erchin actually quotes this pasuk. Gemara in Erchin is trying to figure out why we recite a full halal on certain days and we don't recite a full halal on other days. Right, the list does not include Chol HaMoed Pesach. Right, we only recite halal the first day or the first 2 days of Pesach if you're in Chutz Laretz, but then we don't recite a full halal. We only recite a half halal after that. And yet Shmonas Yimei HaChag are in the list. We recite halal, a full halal, the entire Yom Tov Sukkos. What's the difference? So we all know the famous answer that's given, that Masei Yada Tovim Bayom Va'atam Amashira, that you know we don't recite halal on the Mitzrim. Bnei Yisrael themselves, who were safe in the Mitzrim, they could recite a full halal, they could recite a shira, but we're only reciting a halal as a zecha to what they did, so we can't recite a full halal. And once we're not going to do that on Shri Yishal Pesach, so then on Chol HaMoed we don't say a full halal either. That's the famous answer given. But the Gemara in Erchin doesn't say that. The Gemara in Erchin says the reason we don't recite a full halal on Chol HaMoed Pesach is because it's not cholok b'korban oseh. It's the musaf of Pesach, right? The maftir for Chol HaMoed Pesach is the same every single day. On Sukkos it changes, the parim change every day. So it's a different musaf each and every day. It's chalukim b'korban oseh. But Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, is not chalukim b'korban oseh. It's the same kor, the same sukkim. The kraftem, isha, ola l'Hashem, it's the same musaf each and every day. So because it's not chalukim b'korban oseh, it's viewed like it's one day of Yom Tov. So if it's one day Yom Tov, if the day of Yom Tov is the first day, and then everything else is a hemshech of that first day, it's a continuation of the first day. So you're not going to say a full halal, because you only say a full halal each and every day of Yom Tov. But the Yom Tov already, it's one Yom Tov. It's because one Yom Tov, you only say a full halal once. You say it on the first day, and that's it. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, Shabbos, the chalukah, the korban, let's say halal on Shabbos. It's a different carbon musav than Yom Tovim. It says the Gemara, no, lo ikri moed. It's not called a moed, so therefore we don't recite halal. Rish Chodesh dikri moed, let's say halal on Rish Chodesh is called a moed. Lo ikdish ba'asiyas melacha. It's not ikdish ba'asiyas melacha. Melacha is mutter on Rish Chodesh, so any Yom Tov that melacha is muteres, it's not called a Yom Tov. That's not a Yom Tov that you say halal on. Dichsiv hashir yilachem kalel hiskadesh chag. Laila hamekudesh lachag ton shira. Shem Mekudesh Lachag and Ton Shira. A Laila that's Mekudesh Lachag, a Laila that is also b'melacha, is Ton Shira. There is a Laila that's Mekudesh Lachag that's also b'melacha and it's Ton Shira. Which Laila is that? The Leil HaSeder, the night of Pesach. There's a special chiyah from this pasuk, says the Gemara in Erchin, to say Shira on the night of the Seder. Not as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, necessarily. Chasam Sofer learned that it's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not clear that that's really true. It sounds like it's midin Yom Tov, Reb Chaim says, because we're talking about halal that we recite Yom Tov, right? Yud Ches Yomim that Yochid is gomer b'ayin as a halal on Yom Tov. It sounds like on the night of the Seder, there's an extra mitzvah of halal midin Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have that because there's no Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh, so it doesn't share that chiyuv. Reb Chaim wanted to suggest that based on this Yisod, that's what the Mechaber had in mind, that you recite Halal and Shul. What's the Masech HaSofrim saying? So I'm saying there's another din, aside from Halal for CPS Yesh HaSayim on the Leil HaSeder, there's a Halal B'Torah Yom Tov. So that's why there's a Chiyuv to say Halal and Shul. And apparently the Rambam disagree. The Minig is not like that. The Masech HaSofrim says it, but that's not the Minig. That's not the Minig that we have. So we're not knowing that way. Or maybe the Rama understands the Masech HaSofrim to be talking about the halal at the Seder, not halal in shul. It's a little bit shver, because if the other halals that you're talking about are halals of Yom Tov, so why should you put the halal B'Torah Samashira in that list? Unless you assume the Rama holds it's not B'Torah Samashira. It It's also Betaras Koren, so you can put it in the list. And be that as it may, the Rambam might be talking about the halal of the Seder itself, not of Leil HaSeder and Shul. Reb Chaim, in explaining the Mechaber, he suggests that, no, maybe the Mechaber understood that Maseches Sofim is talking about this extra halal of Yom Tov, a halal of Midin Yom Tov, that we recite in Shul, that has nothing to do with the halal of Sibir Yitzchak Mitzrayim. It's a totally separate din, and that's why there's a separate chiyuv to say halal in Shul. The Rav pointed out that the Vilna Gaon seems to have a different understanding of this Mechaber. The Vilna Gaon, not in Hilchas Pesach, but actually in Hilchas Chanukah, of all places. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 19 writes, "Umadlikin u'mavarchin mishum pirsumei nisim." U'madlik neres Chanukah in the Beis HaKnesses. Mishum pirsumei nisim. Mishum pirsumei nisim. Where did that minhag come from? So there are different sources. It's not Chanukah time, so I'm not going to... You look at the Beis Yosef, he quotes a kolbo. There are different reasons why the minhag developed to light Neres Chanukah in Shul. But the Vilna Gaon is a fascinating reason. The Vilna Gaon comments, Madlikin, Raya mehalel b'leile psochem shenitkan alakos v'omrim b'beis hei. What's that? V'omrim b'beis ha'knesses. V'omrim b'beis ha'knesses mishum persumei nisa. That halel b'leile psochem was nitkan alakos. Was nitkan alakos, what does it mean alakos? At the say there, but we also say it b'beis ha'knesses Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Says the Gaon, Halo B'Leile Psochem, we recite twice. We recite it at the Seder, and we also recite it Mishum Pirsumei Nisa in Shul. So too, the minhag developed that we light the Neres Chanukah in Shul as a Pirsumei Nisa. What's the Vilna Gaon saying? What's this idea of Halel as a Pirsumei Nisa in Shul? So the Rav suggested, maybe what the Gaon has in mind, is that when you have a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, is a chiyuv to be mefarsim the nes biyochid and to be mefarsim birani. Meaning, there's a mitzvah al koyochid biyochid to be mefarsim. You can't be mefarsim biyochid. That means each yochid has to be mefarsim birabim. Supposed to light the Neres Chanukah in the Rishus Harab, on the Pesach of the bias that's close to Rishus Harabim, or light it in the window if you can, because you're supposed to be mefarsim the nes to the Bnei Rishus Harabim, to the passers by. Whenever you have a chiyuv on the yochid to be mefarsim the nes, there's also a chiyuv b'tzibur to be mefarsim. That's the minig. The minig is that whenever there's a chiyuv on the yochid to be mefarsim aneis, there's also a mitzvah on the tzibur. What's the mokar that there are dual chiyuv? Whenever there's a mitzvah pirsumei nisa, it's chal not only on the yochid, but there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to be mefarsim the neis as a tzibur b'rabim. So Zokter Gaon, that's halal b'leile psochim. There's a special chiyuv halal ashir yilachem kalel eskadesh chag. There's a special chiyuv of halal on the Leil HaSeder above and beyond the halal of the Seder. Right? Not just the halal of the Seder, the halal in Shul. Because in Shul we have a tzibur, we're mefarsing the neis b'tzibur. There's a chiyuv to be mefarsing the neis of Yetzias Mitzrayim b'tzibur. Because there's a mitzvah persumei nisa on the Seder. So there are dual chiyuvim of halal. There's the chiyuv of halal at the Seder, b'toras ha-mashira, b'toras pirsum ha-neis, but there's also a chiyuv of halal in shul, b'toras pirsumei nisa, b'tzibur. B'tzibur. That's the Vilna Gaon's understanding of the Mechaber. Not that it's a halal midin yom tif. No, it's a halal midin pirsumei nisa. A chiyuv to be mefarsim neis, not just b'yochid, but even to be mefarsim it b'rabin, as a rabbi. Rav quoted from his father of Moshe Soloveitchik that this is actually meduyik in the Mechaber itself. Because the Lashon of the Mechaber is the Leil Rishon Shel Pesach Gomer Hahalo B'tzibur B'ne'ima. What's the key word? B'tzibur. The Mechaber says that the Chiyuv to be Gomer Sahalel is B'tzibur. That's really fascinating that the Lashon of the Maseches Sofrim is not like that. The Lashon of the Maseches Sofrim is that the Rishmona Asayom Shehayochid Gomer Bahena Sahalel. Right, the Shmonasar Yom V'Laila Echad that the Yochid is Gomer B'Nes HaHalal. What does that mean, Yochid? It sounds like even B'Yochid, even not B'Tzibur. That's a sticking point here. But there's no question the Mechaber seems to hold it's only a Din B'Tzibur. Nafkamina would be, let's say a person can't go to Shul on the Seder night. If he doesn't go to Shul on the Seder night, he's not davening B'Tzibur, then even according to the Mechaber, he wouldn't say Halal on the Seder night. If you take the Vilna Gaon's approach. If you assume that Halal in Shul on the Seder night is a Halal B'tzibur, to be mefarsim the neis B'tzibur. So then someone who's davening b'yachidus is not going to say halal. If you take Reb Chaim's approach that it's a halal midin yomtiv, so then the same din yomtiv that applies B'tzibur should apply b'yachid as well. Right? The Mechaber happens to say that we do it Betzibur, but it's not limited to Tzibur. Right? Reb Chaim's approach fits much better into the Maseches Sofrim that even a Yochid would do it. If it's a Hal Midin Yom Tov, the Mistama, even the Yochid would have to recite Hal. Just like a Yochid has to recite Halal on a regular Yom Tov. If a Yochid doesn't go to Shul on Yom Tov by day, on Pesach by day, he would have to recite the Halal. So similarly, if you take Reb Chaim's approach, the Halal on the Seder night is also a Hal Midin Yom Tov, then the Yochid would have to say. If you take the Golan's approach, so then a Yochid would not recite it, because the Halal in Shul is not a Halal Midin Yom Tov, but rather it's a Halal to be mefarsim the neis berabim. There's a chiyuv, a mitzvah on the rabim to be mefarsim the neis berabim, not just on the yochid to be mefarsim the neis, but even a mitzvah berabim. How do we paskin? So the minig of the svardim, the minig of the of chassidim, the minig of the svardim is to follow the machaber that they do say halal and shul. There are many communities that do not say halal. They follow the Ramah. Ashkenazim, Yekis, those from German descent do not recite halal. They do not recite halal. So every tzibur has to follow their particular minig. But there are chilufim and agul. There are many people who do follow the machaber, even if you're not a Sfaradi, right? Even if you're not a Sfaradi, but if you follow, Nusach Sfard, someone who comes from a more Hasidish background will recite halal in shul on the first night of Pesach, on both nights of Pesach, the first two nights they'll recite halal in shul. Either midin yom tov, Mr. Chaim wanted to suggest, or to be mafarsim the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim Berabim, like the Vilna Gaon.